This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hour number five of the G-Bag Nation, getting you set for Rays Rangers, the start of a weekend series with Michael Lorenzen on the bump. Do want to remind you, Monday, G-Bag Nation live from Moxie's in Dallas. Come on by. Get yourself a Stella G-Bag Nation chalice. It's going to be awesome. We'll do the entire live five-hour show out there, so stop on by Moxie's in Dallas and get yourself a chalice while supplies last. Right now, let's head out to Globe Life Field where we catch up with our buddy Jared Sandler. Jared, how are you, man? Oh, we're waiting on Jared. We're standing by. Standing by. We'll be with him in just a moment. I did see, before we talk Rangers, Clay Thompson did put out a goodbye to the Bay Area via Instagram. Clay said, "Oh, Bay Area, there are not enough words and images to convey how I really feel about y'all. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for the best times of my life. It was such an honor to put that Dubs jersey on from day one. I really just wanted to be the best I could be and help bring as many championships as possible to the region. The best part was not the rings, though. It was the friendships I made that will last a lifetime. My family and I would like to thank all of the amazing people who worked tirelessly to make the Warriors organization world class. Don't be sad it's over. Be happy it happened. Until we meet again, Sea Captain out." Clay Thompson.
Love it, man. It's bye beautiful. Bye to the Bay.
It's very, very
He's
sweet.
He's lying about the rings and the people thing, though. Those rings mean a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, they do. They do. They really, really do. All right, we good with Jay?
Yeah.
We got our guy.
I'm here.
Jared. Yeah, we got hey. You. What's up, Jared? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
How you feeling about this series with the Rays, man? Usually I feel like we're talking about the Rays as one of the best teams in all of baseball, but, I mean, they're in a tough division right now, just kind of humming around 500.
Yeah, they are, and that's true. They are playing a lot better of late, and they're getting a little bit healthier. They're better defensively with Taylor Walls back, and then they've gotten Brandon Lau back, and he's hit like a home run for like 47 straight games. It's like five homers his last 11 games, and Josh Lowe's back, Nathaniel's brother, and so they're a little better positioned to compete here, but hopefully the Rangers can get things rolling. It's broken record, right? Now's the time. The time is now. Mm-hmm. They got to get it going now. You know, all this stuff, and it seemed like maybe that Padres series was going to be a nice carryover from the win Sunday night, and then they win the opener of that series, but then drop the next two. So, I did the math yesterday. I think they got to win about 62% of their remaining games to get to 86 wins. Not that 86 wins is even a guarantee, but that seemed like a good number based on the last 2 years with the three wild card teams, kind of getting a sense where the Rangers might be. And, it maybe gets to a point where the wild card's not your best option. It's the division. So, the Rangers, whatever the case, to win 62% of your games is not easy. Just to give people a little bit of understanding what that would be, over 162 game season, 62% of your wins, or winning 62% of the games is winning 100 games in the season. So that's the type of pace the Rangers are going to have to be on just to get to 86 wins.
Jared, you mentioned Nathaniel Lowe there. He got the Wyatt Langford question correctly when we had him on earlier this week. And a couple of people were wondering, you guys are podcast partners. Like, did you feed him that answer or did he get that entirely on his own? I'm just curious if you could answer that for us.
Yeah, you're wondering about some collusion and like podcast nepotism type stuff.
Just some like insider trading,
Yeah, insider trading. I can't confirm or deny any of that, guys. My lawyers advised me not to comment on matters such as those.
All right, very good.
No, I'm kidding. He got that all on his own.
He did.
He's a very perceptive guy.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on between the hips and the waist or whatever, knees and the waist or whatever I said.
That's right.
He sees Wyatt Langford's bad boys over there. They're leaping up and taking away home runs.
They sure are, man.
Winning the American League Rookie of the Month in June.
Do you think that he should have immediately just come right back on the show at the same time the ensuing day since he hit two home runs? And he said he is a little bit superstitious.
Yeah, I think if you would have asked him, then he wouldn't have said no, for sure. I mean, first of all, thank you guys, because we recorded the podcast the next day. And so it's always nice to record a podcast with him the day after he hits two home runs in a game.
There you go.
But yeah, I think you guys should have shot your shot, but you didn't.
We didn't.
Why not?
Should have. I don't know.
I mean, Eric had the you know what, to sit on the couch next to him. Why not ring up and be like, hey.
Oh, I asked him about that. I said, hey, I go, Eric is willing to come and sit on the couch again.
Interesting.
If, okay.
What?
If what? What are you doing over there?
What are you talking about?
I heard what you did.
He's just eating frozen grapes.
I'm looking at John Daniels on the field talking to people. I just thought it was interesting.
No, you're like supposed to be a professional.
Can you give us play-by-play of what's on the field right now?
Yeah
right now the Rays are wrapping. There's a lot of really interesting things going on the field. The Rays are wrapping up batting practice. Guys are rolling the cart with the balls in them off the field. You've got the Rays sideline reporter who rolled up in like an Orlando Magic briefcase, placing his who knows what he's got on his black folding chair while carrying his jacket. He's talking to his producer. John Daniels over there is that like everyone has come up to talk to him and give him a hug and say hi. And you got some odd guy in a red soccer jersey walking off the field. I thought that was interesting.
Hey, which sausage looks the best?
Yeah, which sausage looks the best?
Matt's green shirt, which is representative of the Cuban sausage, that's my favorite.
Ooh, the Cuban sausage.
Hey, speaking of, I was told, and I don't know if you've tried this. We've discussed the pizza dog kind of climbing the ranks of concession items at Globe Life Field. Someone texted me and informed me that the chili relleno dog is even better than the pizza dog.
That's blasphemous. First of all, Broadus, don't tell me I'm a liar. I love that pizza dog.
He does.
It was really good.
Yeah, bro,
really
he was
serious about that.
Oh, no. You go on that fast where you do, like, for 16 hours. Don't tell me you're eating a pizza dog.
Matt Hicks is next to me. He is on headset. Matt, did I not leave the booth and go get a pizza dog?
You did.
Thank you.
Oh, Matt.
You guys can ask Casey Rapp.
It was an eighth-inning description he gave us. I was at that game.
Yeah, I was on air. I talked about it.
You're like a faster dude.
His scouting report was incredible on that pizza dog. I talked about it
on air, Broadus.
You eat grapes.
I'm eating grapes right now, but I had a pizza dog in that blowout game in the seventh or eighth inning, whenever it was.
I stopped listening, Jared. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I did. I shut it down.
I was with you, Jay.
Thank you.
Broadus.
Yeah, okay.
Give me some credit. You've seen me eat like a pig before.
But you eat rice cakes. You eat green beans out of a bag.
Eric and Zach, you guys have spent nights with me because of when you guys are doing nosebleeds.
Yes.
Can you not back up the fact that if you throw a full pizza in front of me, that thing's gone in 2 seconds?
Yeah, he can be a vacuum.
Thank you.
Tears it up.
But what does he eat while he's up here in front of us?
Healthy snacks, but he's always eating something.
He's always,
always eating.
It's beef jerky. It's kind of like.
Because he can't just bring a pizza dog up here to the studio. Otherwise, trust me, he'd hammer home three or four.
He doesn't walk in with a pizza. He's got like three cases.
Grocery bags.
Yeah, he's got grocery bags, and none of them has pizza in them, okay?
There's been time. We've had hot naughty
days. He's eating
raw green beans out of a bag. Am I right about that?
Yeah, Broadus was very disappointed. He's like, you should maybe throw some salt on them. No, I like them how they are.
I like the snap to them, you know?
He's biting on a cucumber.
He is. I bummed a rice cake from him one day. I'm like, I was so hungry. I'm like, you got anything to eat? He goes, yeah, here's a rice cake for you. It's got a little cinnamon on it or something like that.
They're good.
It did. I took two.
Just a little seasoning. All right, we'll step aside.
The Rangers hate us right now, by the way.
We'll step aside real quick, Jared, and then we need some updates.
You're the one who made the ridiculous
comment. Oh, it's your fault. Go off the air.
He's hijacking segments, Jared. What are we going to do with him? We'll talk more Rangers baseball next on The Fan.
Getting you set for Rangers and Rays here with Jared Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Segment's also brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel & Frankel for a free consultation, 214-333-3333, or go to truckwreck.com. Jared, what do we need to know about the right-hander that the Rays are throwing out there tonight, Shane Baz?
Yeah, well, he throws hard. He has missed the last couple of years. He had a weird run where he had an arthroscopic surgery on his right elbow, came back, and then had elbow issues again, and then he tried the PRP injection route, didn't work, and then had Tommy John. So this is his first big league start in a couple years. He's a guy who he was a first-round pick. He is a part of the Chris Archer trade that brought the Rays, Tyler Glasnow, and Austin Meadows, and just an absolute fleece job. But he's super talented. The question is, you know, is he fully ready to be back? You know, where's the rust? Is there going to be a rust factor? He's not throwing a lot of strikes right now. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays with the Rangers, because the Rangers are, you know, obviously a very aggressive team. But if they can be patient enough, they should be all right. He plays the high-low game with a fastball and a slider. So he really focuses north-south more than east-west.
How are we looking with Josh Sporzy now being reinstated and the Dane Dunning on the IL?
Yeah, so thankfully Dane was thankfully Dane's, you know, injury is not supposed to be long, but you know, as we talk about all the time, let's wait and wait and see. But they're hoping it's just the 15-day minimum stay on the IL. Good to get Josh Sporz back. That provides the Rangers a power arm who can miss bats, who can give you leverage situations as long as the velocity's back. And, you know, he had a little bit of an extended trip, in his rehab assignment. And I think they were waiting for the velocity to get back, maybe a little cautious because perhaps they felt like they rushed him. I don't know that they necessarily felt that initially, but because he came back and wasn't right the first time, I think they wanted to be a little more conservative. So I think the key, whenever Josh Sporz does get in the game, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, whenever, is, you know, where's that velocity at? You know, is he able to dial it up to the mid to high 90s? Because if so, you know, he's going to be another nice weapon in the Rangers bullpen.
Hey, Jared, when you go in the clubhouse, do you feel a sense of urgency, though? You kind of walked us through what they have to do, but, you know, baseball players are very patient people. You know, they talk a long season and all that. Is there a sense of urgency, or do you feel it a little bit more walking in the clubhouse?
Yeah. And I know I give you guys the same answer with this. I think that there is an urgency in that they understand where they're at. They understand that it's got to happen, right? I think they're it's not a – I don't want to conflate urgency with, you know, a frustration or a tension or anything like that. It's still loose like it, you know, always has been. But I do think if you talk to the players, the answers you're going to get now versus maybe a month ago, 6 weeks ago, are definitely different in terms of their understanding that they got to get going.
Jared, what's the update on Josh Smith from an injury standpoint? I know listed as day-to-day. And I asked Eric this earlier, but I'm curious your thoughts. Where would Josh Smith rank if he's an all-star as, like, the most surprising Ranger all-star in any given season in your mind?
Ooh, I would say that's a good question. Hunter Pence being an all-star when the Rangers got him, I would say was a big surprise. Kyle Gibson, when he was an all-star, was definitely a surprise. I'm just trying to go through and like think of guys who were surprise all-stars.
Eric came up with a guy of 1996, a pitcher.
Who's that, Eric? Who'd you go with?
No, it was Eric Nadell.
Roger Pavlik?
Was it Roger Pavlik?
Yes.
Okay, I would say that qualifies for sure. I think Hunter Pence, just where he was in his career, that was a surprise, and Kyle Gibson as well. I think with Josh Smith, hopefully he's back in there sometime this weekend. Bruce Bochy did hint, though, to the possibility that there's an IL stint, and hopefully you avoid that. But obviously this upper hamstring thing has lingered a little bit, and you know, with how good he's been, you don't want it to become a season-long issue. If you can nip it in the bud, you nip it in the bud, and or the upper hamstring, and then you get going. You know, upper hamstring, low butt, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd like to refer to it as tush tightness, but apparently we're calling it – well, I've never heard of an upper hamstring thing. It's just always a hamstring deal, but –
Yeah, it feels like they're trying to not say butt when it's a butt issue.
It's tight tush.
Tight tush.
Yeah, it's absolutely tight tush. How about Kamar Rocker? Is he not as tight anymore?
I mean, I think he's a pretty tight guy.
Physically gifted, but in terms of, you know, that Tommy John recovery?
Yeah, no, he's on a similar timeline as Tyler Malley. Now, Kamar Rocker's probably not an option this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if Kamar Rocker broke camp with the Rangers next year if you saw him early next season, as long as things go well. But he is... he is continuing to progress. He's going to make his first start. He's cleared for a rehab assignment, so that's really exciting. He's he's on his way to returning here this season.
Pick to click.
I went with Nathaniel Lowe against his brother Josh.
Yes.
Give him the little X-Pac chop or whatever that wrestler guy was.
Hell yeah!
I think you just nailed it, Jared Sandler, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the weekend. We'll catch up with you next week, bro.
I'll have a few pizza dogs you brought us.
Yeah, sure.
Ooh,
you will.
Try that chili relleno one.
Yeah, you've said it three different ways already.
Bye, Jared. There he goes.
Text you after this one, Jared.
Man. Always the encouraging voice.
Fardo, man.
Yeah, I can't stand you. Well, it's been a fun week. Dawson will be back on Monday, and that's when we'll be back to chat. That'll be Monday, 2 o'clock, live from Moxie's in Dallas. Rangers baseball is next. Have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen.